Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's time for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your hosts Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. We're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios right across from Tropicana Field. We're right here in downtown St. Pete. And today we kind of wimped out. You got your coat on. We're inside today. Let's just say that. We've got the televisions going on. We got basketball. We're in the front room if you happen to come down, and I'll find some swag for you if you mention you heard this conversation as we opened up on this Martin Luther King weekend. It's January 14th. Man, time's flying. And my number one draft pick, Ben Botham, is sitting across from me in his Cleveland Indians Chief Wahoo gear. That's cool stuff.
Yeah, a little throwback. You know, my mom's from Cleveland, so I kind of had to rock it. It's my only real winter coat because it is pretty chilly out there. I wish I had a raise one, but this one will do the job for today.
Well, let's set Mark Ferguson here. Of course, let's do our Fergs from the front row that we do each and every week, and that's brought to you by Ice Pick Vodka and our good friends over there at Ice Pick. In fact, I'll be watching with Fred, the owner. I'll be watching the Bucks. I was going to give you that news. I'm spoiled. I'm going to be watching the Bucks and the Cowboys Monday night, and I'm a guest of Fred, so I'm absolutely excited. I don't know how that happened, Mark Ferguson. I think you introduced me to Fred one time down here.
He's a great guy.
Oh my, yeah, very nice man. All right, let's go over the Fergs front to front row. How about the you got the NFL games on a super wild card weekend down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill?
Oh, yeah, super as always. The Seahawks versus the 49ers is the first game. And Pete Carroll, of course, is looking like the smartest guy in the NFL, letting Russell Wilson walk. Because
I think my son has season tickets at the Broncos. Yeah, he's not enjoying the season, or didn't enjoy the season.
Because we're all left wondering, is it Russell Wilson or Zach Wilson, the worst Wilson in the NFL right now?
Oh, definitely the young Zach from BYU.
And it was looking pretty close there for a little bit, but it looks like I'm thinking Brock Purdy will probably get the win here. It's going to be a low-scoring game with the bad weather. It should be raining during the game and very cold.
I will not let you bring up Brock Purdy's name without recognizing that he was the last young man drafted, and he's from Iowa State. He's a Cyclone from Ames. Okay, there now we can continue.
So I'm rooting for him in that game there. Then next we have the Chargers at Jags, and I do think the Jags are going to pull out a win there. The Jags, it's going to be cold, but this is kind of the second tier of the young guns in the NFL with Justin Herbert and Trevor Lawrence kind of going at each other.
I like the weapons that Lawrence has around him. I do think, you know, after last year, having Urban Meyer at the helm was a handicap for him. This young man is the real deal, and I see Jacksonville pulling that out.
And what was Brandon Staley doing playing all his starters last week?
He lost a starter, important one, Michael Williams.
Exactly. He looks like a big dummy this week. But Trevor Lawrence has never lost a Saturday in high school, college, or in the NFL. So today, maybe he'll keep that going, and I think the Jaguars will pull out a win today.
Come on down to Ferg's. We got 100 televisions down here. Regardless, if you want to watch right now, we got hoops on. It's that time of year, that transition period. We got hoops. We've got the NFL playoffs, and plenty to watch.
Mm-hmm. Then next we have the Dolphins at Buffalo. I think the Dolphins, it's going to be rough because the cold hasn't affected them, and it will be cold up there in Buffalo, but what has affected them is not having Tua because Skylar Thompson will be playing.
Yeah, just put a W by the Bills, and of course they had some great news this week. Released from the hospital, of course, was the young man, Hamlin, and he's watching the game from home. He'll be an inspiration.
Certainly will, and we'll be driving them throughout the rest of this postseason. Next, we have the Giants at the Vikings. This is going to be an interesting game. I think this will be a really close one. In NFL history, though, there have only been 10 total playoff games with both teams entering having a negative point differential, and this will be the 11th with them entering in at -9 points.
Take the Giants.
I would also agree. The Giants are probably going to pull one out here. I don't think that the Vikings are going to have some last-minute magic like they have all season. Next, we have the Ravens at Bengals. I think this is going to be an easy Bengals win because I don't believe Lamar Jackson is going to be playing. It's probably going to be Tyler Huntley again. You know, I think Lamar is going to be a little upset there and is definitely going to be wanting to leave the Ravens this year.
Well, I'm a big fan of Joey Burrows. I think I mentioned he was born in Ames, Iowa. His father, Jimmy, is a friend of mine and was a coach at Iowa State under Dan McCartney. And what a great family story. His two brothers played at Nebraska, and then they moved following Dad's career, and the rest is history.
And last, we have the Cowboys at the Buccaneers, Mike, the game that you'll be
I can't stand the Cowboys anyway, and so you know where I'm going with that. But I do like the Bucs.
I do as well. I do think Mike McCarthy, though, is probably going to lose his job after this loss to the Buccaneers. Also, I think Dak is one of the most overrated quarterbacks in the NFL. I think he is not a very good quarterback, no matter what it says on paper.
All right.
Tom Brady, though, has never lost to the Cowboys, so I think it'll be good. And the Cowboys are 1-4 on natural grass. That's a fun little stat for you there.
Well, there wasn't mowed this week, I guarantee you that. they did not mow. That's in the good old days, that's how it rolled. Hey, let's switch gears real quick so Mark can get moving on. Of course, near and dear to your heart, being baseball Ben Botham, is our Tampa Bay Rays. And it's a crucial time. It's already the 14th of January, and as Mark and I have had conversations, I met with your buddy Larry Williams the other day, and a lot of people, the big push now because the mayor will make a decision at the end of the month on this redevelopment.
That's correct, and I'm so excited that the Rays have finally said they want to be here. They're partnering with a great company, the Himes Corporation Development Corp, and they are world-class developers. So I'm encouraging everybody, if you want the Rays to stay in St. Pete, please email the mayor and city council that you approve of the Rays plan.
You know, I helped you with a little document there, and I'm glad I did because I did a lot of research on that Rays Hines plan, and it touches all the bases, to use a baseball term, it touches all the bases. And as you're well aware, being down here 30 years, you got to play politics when it comes to being a business owner and in different factions of the community, if you will. And that's always been a stumbling block in many cases. And you feel the same way that Hines and Rays, they touched every base.
They got a great plan together. People don't realize there's 86 acres over there. You know, Water Street was a $3 billion project over in Tampa, and it was only 45 acres. This is 86 acres.
It's almost double of what over waterfront.
Oh yeah. So they're going to build a small town next to us, and it's got to be done right with the right people involved, the right financing, and this company can get it done. The stuff they have going there is all for the community. You know, it's going to bring in more business. They're building a hotel, meeting space hotel, where you can do conventions with the ballpark included. I don't think people realize that. But they want the ballpark open every day of the year, so there'll be different events. Also, they have a 3,000-seat concert venue.
I was going to ask you about that, yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing what they have, besides office space, condos, apartments, some affordable housing. And they're really smart with what they did with affordable housing. We all know we need affordable housing. Of course, to put it all on that site is crazy because it's going to be expensive. So they need, the Rays have put together a plan that 15% will be affordable, and then they'll build more houses. I think it's 500 or 600 more around the city of St. Pete in different areas, which spreads everything out and it helps everybody.
So you're going to have corporate business over there as far as offices. You're going to have retail space, a lot of retail space. And one of the things that really caught my eye, and I had some fun with this, is they're going to have, and this is where you'll find me in the future, senior living. And maybe I'll just be living across the street, and I'll get my walker and come over and see Mark and have close proximity to baseball.
Yes, they do have 600 units for seniors going in. And also they're going to have, I think it's 14 acres of park space. Booker Creek is going to be redone. It's going to look beautiful. It's just a great plan, and we need to make sure the mayor makes the right choice So he just needs some little encouragement, the mayor and city council.
Well, in fact, you sent out an email, and I saw it posted, and I don't know if you've ever picked up Ballpark News. Have you ever seen ballparknews.com? You know, they're a third, they're an objective third party, and they endorse the Ray's Hines proposal aggressively. And just go on the website, ballparknews.com, and they have the artist renditions, everything you want to look at. And I'm sure they're on the St. Pete website as well.
Yeah, and also the Chamber came out with their endorsement this week.
Oh, they did.
Huge. Yeah, because they represent a lot of businesses. And so everything's going in the right direction. By the end of the month, we should know what's going on. And then they'll get down to financing and make a term sheet. And they could be started, you know, by the end of this year, they could start on building a new ballpark or beginning of next year. Right here, they're going to do one third of the project. And then when it's done, they'll tear down the whole trop, and then they'll start the rest of the project.
Now, what did they say? It takes 3.5 to 4 years to build a stadium, I think I saw that.
I think they can get it done in two and a half, three years.
They're going to have to if they continue the delay.
But this Himes Corporation just did the Braves' new stadium, and they built everything around it, and people rave about it. So we're in good hands. We just need to get started.
Well, I haven't been I've driven by it. I haven't been in the new stadium, but I was amazed. You know, I used to have Buckhead. Well, that's in the past. Now everything's down there around the stadium, all the excitement, all of the energy, and that would be ideal. We'd be right across the street.
That's right.
Right in the midst of it.
And also with getting it all redeveloped, that means more tax money for the city. So it's all a good thing.
In 2017, when I first met you and we were driving up and down the street, I've told this story on the air before. I remember riding with you and I thought you were just an overzealous small businessman that was kicking butt, but he had all these visions. And we'd drive down Central and there'd be an empty lot. And he'd tell me, that's going to be this, that's going to be that. And I'm like, it looks like, you know, you're the only thriving business down here at that time that had been sustained, you know, decades of success. And lo and behold, and then people came out and said it was the New Yorkization of St. Pete. And I didn't really like that term, but it certainly has exploded in now going on 6 years from when you made that first statement.
It's amazing all the building they're doing down here, and it's all walkable. And scooters and bicycles, families, young kids, older kids. This downtown is for everybody.
Well, right across the street now, we've got, what, two hotels coming in?
We have three hotels.
Well, including the one across, yeah.
No, we have right next door, the Marriott. Then at Orange Station, they have a hotel, 160-room hotel going there. We don't know the name yet. And then down the street, Jonathan Dow is building a 114-room hotel at the Roundabout. So that's three right here within one block.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
All right, my friend. Of course, we've got on this wild card, super wild card weekend, we'll have the factions of the fan base. But we know what Monday night will be down here. It'll be off the charts. It'll probably be your biggest Monday night on record, given the fact that it's a playoff game and it's the Bucks against the Cowboys.
Oh, it's a big game, and all the games are big. It's kind of cold out, but we got the wind curtains up. We've got the heaters on, so just wear a coat and come on down and enjoy this playoff football. It's great to see the NFL expanding the playoffs and doing everything this weekend. And, of course, Monday night's going to be huge.
I'm going to have Barry Smith and Randy Grimes on, and Lynn Munoz, because we're one of those fans. Everybody's complaining, as I told the youngster here, about them being 8 wins. Well, they made the playoffs, and Barry and Randy and Lynn are going to share their stories of they would have taken playoffs anytime. And as a fan, you went through those years. In fact, you were there when they won their first game, weren't you?
I was there when they won their first game at home. They won the week before in New Orleans. They were 0-26, and they won in New Orleans, and then they came back here, and they beat the Cardinals. And that was and I was there in person for that game. It was a great time, and it was a beginning of a lot of winning now. And we had our share of losing, but now we're winning, and we have to keep winning.
And he and his buddies bum rushed the field, and his picture was taken in front of, it was in the Tampa Bay Times, wasn't it?
That's correct.
That's his entire career. That's his claim to fame.
and I was not drinking that.
Yeah, right. All right, he's Mark Ferguson.
Thank you very much.
He's Mark Ferguson, of course. We're down at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. A lot of great stories from that era. I'm looking forward to hearing from Barry and Randy, because they just shook their head the other day. We were having breakfast, and you know, these people whining about 8 wins. Of course, 17 games is a bit much.
Yeah, I don't know how you can complain about a season where you end up in the playoffs, especially one where you know Tom Brady in the playoffs is a different animal. You know that you're going to be playing the Cowboys, a team Tom Brady's never lost to. And if you go even further, Tom Brady has won every other Super Bowl since 2013. So he lost last year, so this year, to continue that...
Give me that fact again.
Since 2013, Tom Brady has won every other Super Bowl. He lost in 2013, won in 2014, and has continued that all the way up.
Now that's an amazing stat I have not heard.
Yep.
Well, but I will tell you what, I hate to be, you know, a naysayer, but I think this will break the streak. I think they'll win in advance, and then it looks like they probably would go to San Francisco, and that's a tall task. But when they won the Super Bowl, it was a similar scenario.
Hey, with that last Monday game against Carolina, Tom Brady looks like he's back. I was there for that game.
You were there. I forgot.
You got to see the 3 touchdown passes to Mike Evans. Tom Brady was showing he still has the arm. He's still able to fight. And his offensive line did not look as bad as it has the rest of the year. It actually gave him some time in the pocket, enough for him to look downfield and make those big throws to win the game.
Well, we will be talking to Randy Grimes and Barry Smith and get their perspective. And I want to get Randy, because he was a center for 9 years for the Bucks. And we'll find out today whether Ryan Jensen will be activated and whether he'll play or not. He's an inspirational leader for that offensive line. Of course, a seminal grad, your buddy.
Brandon Walton, yes, he's been playing a little bit here and there, and I'm glad to see him out there on the field. And
tough duty for him to go in, big shoes to fill.
It certainly is.
And then when you know that you've got to protect the GOAT, we need to get him on afterwards since you guys are both Seminole Warhawks and get his perspective on that. It's hard to probably focus thinking, I do not want to go in that huddle and have TB12 in my face.
Especially with how mad we've seen him all this year.
Oh,
spiking the ball. The game that I was at, he spiked the ball and got a delay of game penalty on him. So, you know,
the older you get, the shorter your fuse becomes.
Become a lot more fiery these past few years. But an interesting factoid, I know a lot of people have probably seen this, but Stenson Bennett is older than 5 of the playoff quarterbacks right now. Tua.
I saw that. Read that. That's good.
So it's Tua, Hurts, Lawrence, Purdy, and Herbert are all younger than Stetson Bennett from the Dogs.
Let's go over those names again, and then we'll take a break here, and then of course we'll have Ray Kennedy last half hour. He'll really break it down. But let's go over those names again. So you got Tua.
We got Tua.
He's had moderate success off and on. I mean, my question here is, was it worth it for their success to leave early? So Tua, about 50-50.
Well, the real question with Tua is he going to play again? We always talk about player safety, or at least the NFL does, always tries to make a big show about player safety, how true it is or not.
It's going to be huge now after what happened to Hamlin.
With the amount of concussions he's had this season, if I was Tua, I would question myself going back out on the field. But then you have Jalen Hurts.
Hurts is starting to come into his own. So I would think that was a wise decision on his part to leave Ohio State.
I would agree as well. You have Trevor Lawrence, who's really coming into his own and showing that he is along the upper echelon of these young guns coming into the NFL.
He definitely left at the right time.
Mm-hmm. And then we have Brock Purdy, Mr. Nobody, as they say.
Well, Brock Purdy was just fortunate to be drafted and was the last player in the NFL draft.
A Tom Brady-esque story, you know.
Yes, very much so. 6th-round draft pick. Absolutely a Tom Brady-esque storyline.
And then we have Justin Herbert, another, you know, pretty good guy. He's a little bit under the radar just because the team hasn't been great, but I do think that
he's the real deal.
He's going to be a great
And he should have come out as well. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back. We're going to talk to, as I like to call him, St. Petersburg's most interesting man. He's Tom Gribben, author of The Last Florida Boy, Coconuts, Comedy Club. We actually saw him down at Katiki with Tom Gribbins and the Saltwater Cowboys. That was a great show, and we'll catch up with him because a week from today is his comedy show. And we'll be back here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.
The first quarter is over.
Never show weakness. The only pain that matters is the pain you inflict.
Keep your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Are you ready to rock?
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheider is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134. Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, serving Champa Bay for 29 years, voted the Bay's best wings and sports bar, located across from Tropicana Field, is your sports headquarters and private party destination. Weekly live music, axe throwing, dog park, Rays Bucks and Lightning watch parties, every game and 95 televisions to guarantee your favorite team's games are always on. Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, Champa Bay's iconic sports and party headquarters.
Big Storm Brewing Company helps you weather any storm. From their award-winning Bramosa Tangerine IPA to their original Wavemaker Amber Ale, Big Storm has you covered. Give Florida's craft beer forecast a shot today and find out where you can get your Big Storm at BigStormBrewery.com. Enjoy an ice-cold Big Storm at tap rooms located in Clearwater, Orlando, Ybor City, and Odessa.
Pulling out all the stops in the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
The Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. We're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, our Clubhouse Studios. And we're actually indoors today. You know, my skin has gotten thin. I'm old. And I thought, I don't think I'll have, there's no guest coming down today. And I certainly didn't want to see you being a Floridian.
I was going
to
be
over there whining, shriveling. I would have let you stand next to me in my little,
inside heater. Oh, yeah. You got your little space heater.
I was peeing a little bit. Bike. But today, I let sense versus my ignorance take over. And, I'm glad you came down, my man. Nice conversation, though, we had with Mark Ferguson regarding the redevelopment of Tropicana Field. The excitement and the energy that this area will, it blows me away when I think about all the opportunities. This is a gentleman that's immersed in the entertainment world of St. Pete, has been for years in comedy, music, Mahaffey Theater. I was blessed to meet him about a month ago, and it's been a lot of fun ever since. Reading his book, The Last Florida Boy, right now, just about to finish that up. And last week, week from today, we're preparing for our trip to Katiki, that long walk we have been, and you love that place. And he's kind enough to join us now. Tom Gribbins, how are you, my man?
Hey, Mike, how are you doing today?
We're doing fabulous. It's a little brisk for Floridians, but everybody likes a breath of fresh air. And
I was thinking about you outside there, so I was glad to hear that you moved inside.
Well, and I wimped out and I wore long pants. That's a rarity. I wore the long pants and closed-toed shoes. So last Saturday, you, besides the most interesting man, you're kind of like Barry Smith and Mark Ferguson. You're the busiest man at your age, I know. Last week, you were at Katiki for your birthday bash, which was an absolute blast, and great, incredible musicians, regardless what their birth date on their licenses. It's still amazing. They all got it. And then now you've got
a great show band. I have a great band, and those are the guys I used to tour with. So it's always good to get together on my birthday and play out there on the beach.
Well, now you're playing producer and of course entertainment director next Saturday. Let's talk about your comedy show.
Yeah, we have the Comics of Late Night TV. Three really great comics you've seen on TV: Caroline Ray from Sabrina the Teenage Witch on HBO, Curb Your Enthusiasm. Eddie Brill, a longtime friend of mine, he was David Letterman's right-hand man for 17 years, 15 of which he booked all the comedy on the David Letterman show. And Nick Griffin, who's been on the Tonight Show, Leno, Letterman, he's been on all the shows. So there's three comics over at the Palladium. John Labuddy and I are promoting that show. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And three of my favorite comics. It's going to be a great show.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. All right, so you grew up in the area. I want to get your opinion on this. You traveled. You weren't here for portions of it, but we've got a playoff game on Monday night over at Raymond James Stadium. And a lot of the young folks in the area, you know, complaining about the 8-9 season and finishing on top of the South. They won the division. So I'm going to get Randy Grimes, and I'm going to get Barry, and I'm going to get one of the old cheerleaders to talk about, you know, the down days and how tough it was to be a fan or to be playing in their case or to be cheering. Do you remember those days of the...
I definitely remember those days. I mean, the Rowdies outdrew the Bucks in those days, and then the Bandits came along, and they did the same thing almost. So to be where we're experiencing the Bucks over the last 15 years, just been fantastic.
Well, I was talking to someone yesterday on this topic, and they said, "Well, yeah, back in the late 70s, my dad had tickets," and I said, "Well, that was nice," but I thought, and that wasn't a big get back in those days. People were giving away Bucks tickets, weren't they?
Yeah, I'll tell you, I was in the law firm that represented one of the partners in the Bucks, and they were in Miami, and we all got great tickets on the 50-yard line, you know, and we gave them away. We gave away the season tickets. I look back on those days now like, man, we should have kept those.
Yeah, if you would have been grandfathered in during the ownership transition.
That is correct. And,
those babies would be five figures easily.
Absolutely. I wish we hadn't done it.
What do you got going on this weekend? You taking a deep breath, or you got a lot of preparation for the comedy show?
A little bit of a deep breath this weekend. We have some prep work to do, and you know, a little advancing of the show coming next week. But pretty much the work is done. And I'm going to try and just relax this weekend, tell you the truth.
So when you were involved with the Rowdies and instrumental in a portion of the proceedings for the sale to the Rays, and you shared with me on the air before, tell that story for an audience that because there's so many ball clubs and owners that have reached into the soccer world to get a franchise, and I never saw that coming. And any baseball purist certainly never saw the Rays potentially buying the Rowdies.
I think that they did a smart thing. If you look at all the successful baseball franchises, you know, the Cubs, the Dodgers, the Yankees, they all own minor league soccer teams. So there's a madness in there somewhere, and I'm sure that there's some sort of a financial opportunity there. But soccer's an up-and-coming sport, and, you know, there's a St. Louis Cardinals. There's a curious connection between Major League Baseball and minor league soccer.
Now, did you guys reach out to them, or did the Rays contact you to consummate the sale?
I'm not quite sure. I think it was put together by one of our former mayors who was working for my boss at the time. And you know, I'm not sure exactly, you know, who contacted who first.
Yeah, that'd be interesting to know on that end. Well, we just
I'll find out, Mike. I'll find out. I'll find out and let you know. I don't want to give you a wrong answer today on the air, but I can easily find out and let you know next week.
That'd be a great factoid. Also, we just had Mark Ferguson on, and I've been assisting him with some lobbying, I guess you can use that term, on this Tropicana reconstruction project. And I'm sure you've got an opinion on that, growing up here and being very instrumental in a lot of businesses.
Well, it's exciting. I mean, I would like to see it happen, have the Rays stay right there and have them develop that property. And some of the things that I'm looking in there that they've included in the plans are really exciting. They have a 2,500-seat theater included in there. They have, you know, I just the plans that I'm looking at and the plan I think that they've sort of are close to settling on, I really like it. How exciting is that going to be?
Well, hopefully I'm still around to watch that development, and Mark and I are still kicking butt and taking names on the radio and the sports world, and this doesn't get leveled for a hotel or a skyscraper.
Well, I hope so, too, although if that happens, I'm sure Mark will be fine with it. We'll do is we'll get a little studio on top of the skyscraper, and I'll come join you.
That sounds good, my man. How do people get tickets for the show next Saturday?
You can go online to the mypalladium.org, or you can call the box office there. Not sure I have the number in front of me, but you can go online at here, I've got the number right here, Mike. It's 727-822-3590.
I'm so impressed you did that without your cheaters.
Yeah. And also, it's easier to go to mypalladium.org.
All right, mypalladium.org.
Just come down there.
And I look forward to that. We'll have a lot of fun, and I'll talk to you this week, my friend.
You got it. All right.
Tom Gibbons, and maybe you guys... my wingman there, Kenny, and the Jets, and you guys, maybe we'll be able to procure some tickets. You kind of stiffed us on the Katiki with Tom Gribbins and the Saltwater Cowboys.
I know. I got a little distracted. I was over at the Studio 620 for my buddy Trey Zacher. He was performing his No Genre, No Rules saxophone performance. He's Yeah, he's a phenomenal artist. He just released an EP, I believe, by the same name.
What's an EP?
I don't know what EP stands for, Mike. Can you fill me in?
No, I'm used to LP.
Well, it's before an EP. An EP at
45 LP, you're talking my language.
Yeah.
Eight-track.
He is going to be releasing a record pretty soon, but it's a three-song EP is what it is. And it's great, all kind of jazz music he does, and he's a wonderful musician, graduated from Berkeley, and full of energy, and always puts on a great show. And so I was very happy to see him perform, and he always does stuff around the St. Petersburg, Clearwater, Tampa Bay area.
I'll have to go check him out. Hey, let's take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk to Barry Smith, and we'll talk a little Bucks. Maybe we'll talk some FSU. FSU just got the ESPN 2023 Top 25 ratings, number 4. And that is... I mean, Barry's going to love that, but that's completely out of control. Number 4 in the early rankings. We'll be back here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, live from Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill. We'll be back with Barry Smith, former FSU standout, Green Bay Packer, number 1 draft pick, and finally a Tampa Bay Buck.
Time's over. Reset the clock.
We're going to shut them down.
Dial the down.
Do it!
And get your head in the game.
Visualize an attack. Yes. Visualize an attack.
Yes, 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 with please. The Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
I take a scotch and water. Hold the scotch.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheiner's with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134.
Berg's Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game-watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Berg's Sports Bar and Grill.
I'm Captain Jeff Figgers from Florida Fishing and Adventures. Do you want to constantly catch more fish, spend less time changing baits? If so, Monster 3X baits, jigs, and scents are the answer. Monster 3X baits are tough, durable, and resistant, which allows you to catch more fish per bait. The combination of the Monster 3X lure with the ProCure bait super scent, you will be landing more fish right away. Whether it's the Monster 3X Ultra Soft or the X Swim lures, Swim Shad, Paddle Tails, Crawfish, or the X Frog, Monster 3X, you'll always find it in my tackle box.
Pulling out all the stops of the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the clubhouse studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. And as the intro says, we are inside today. And he's Ben Botham across from me. I'm Mike Rickard. And my wingman, Ken Knowles, is here. And he is the official executive producer and originator of our first guest back in the day. And he's the great Barry Smith. Proud to call him a good friend of mine. And it's time to talk a little Bucks and Florida State, my man. And Florida State will start on a high note. Amazingly, and I know excitedly for you and everybody down here at Ferg's, ESPN top 25, number 4 rank for 2023. What do you think of that news?
Well, put it this way. That all that does is put a bullseye on your back, and God bless Norvell and the staff and the players, because they very high expectations. You know, I kind of laugh at it because they go, "Dear God, we haven't even had spring football yet." But nonetheless, yes, it is exciting to think that, hey, you know what? We could be relevant again. You know, we're back in the game. People are talking about us, and that can't be all bad.
No, it can't. And Florida Gators, nowhere to be seen in the top 25. That was kind of astonishing because last year, I think they came out number 11 preseason pick, and you guys didn't get any love. But take into consideration this fact. They played in the national championship. Well, they tried to play. But the Texas Christian Horned Frogs, they weren't even ranked in the top 25 preseason last year. So much for those preseason rankings, my friend.
I think those are to sell publications or get people talking. And you know, and again, that's kind of the neat thing about sports. You never really know. I mean, look at last year's NFL Super Bowl champion Rams team. Where are they?
Yeah, they're in the NFL, not for long, because they didn't make it into the playoffs, right?
Right. So, listen, winning is not easy. Okay, now there are some teams both in the NFL and college football that seem to make it look easy, but it's really not. You know, it's really not, and God bless those programs that are able to stay on top. I know FSU did it for a really long time, you know, under Coach Bowden, but, you know, we're Seminole Nation is energized under Norvell, and you know what? If we're back in the game, we can be competitive, and maybe at some point might have a shot to win another title, that'd be great.
Well, let's talk about the topic that I, by the way, enjoyed breakfast the other day at Sea Dogs, one of our new sponsors with you and Randy, and kicking it around a little bit. That was a great breakfast, great company. We'll have to do it more often.
Really enjoyed it. Yeah, I really did. You know, I've been in there a few times to this. You know, it's in my hood, kind of right around the corner. And not a bad place to pop in every now and then. Absolutely.
So the topic, as I kind of threw at you, was you got, you know, and that's just the world we live in today with so much sports radio and talking heads and social media and unreal expectations out of fan bases. And I will tell you, it's very, very obvious to me. The expectations in the state of Florida are higher than a lot of states when it comes to football. But the complainers about the Bucs being in the playoffs, you know, 8-9, and I thought, you know, I need to talk to some of the pioneers that helped build this this franchise, now becoming a storied franchise. And here you are, a standout at Florida State, number one draft pick at for the Green Bay Packers, who had a great tradition. And then you make a decision. You put your name in the hat because you wanted to get back to Florida for this expansion draft. And play for the Tampa Bay Bucks. Talk a little bit about that and how you would have loved to have had 8-win season.
You know what? Just no question about it. You know, back when I played at Green Bay, we weren't that good. There's a lot of different reasons. At this point, really doesn't really matter. But you know, one of the facts is I did catch passes or tried to attempt to catch passes from 9 different quarterbacks in 3 years. So it's got to tell you something that there were some issues that we had back then, you know. But you know what? Yeah, in 1976, you know, yeah, I wanted to come down and play for the Buccaneers. You know, why not? You know, it's you know, Tampa's a great area. You know, it never really gave a whole lot of thought to a new franchise other than knowing, yeah, it's gonna be tough, but you know, we'll win a few and we'll get going. And you know, not winning a game in 76 was a nightmare. I mean, it was a nightmare. Sometimes I still wake up in cold sweats going, oh, my God. But thank God the Bucks. So, yeah, you know what? Going 8-9 and being a wild card and, well, actually winning your division and playing in a wild card game, you know, what the hell? You know what? It's all about, you know, in this day and age, making the playoffs because, you know what? You never know. You might get hot. Look, a few years ago when the Bucs won the Super Bowl, they were a wild card team, went up to Green Bay and pummeled the hell out of the Packers right there in their own backyard. So, again, you just want to make the playoffs.
Hey, I got to ask you about that game. You and your son, Andrew, were at that game up in Green Bay, and I was down here at Ferg's and trying to mask my my Green Bay Packer fanatic attitude, and I thought I was going to throw up before the end of the half when Brady threw over King, a former Iowa Hawkeye, wide open with hardly any time left, and you could hear a pin drop in Green Bay. And how'd you mask? I mean, for you, you're a Buck now, but you also near and dear to your heart when they draft you at number one, that had to have been kind of a slippery slope up there.
Well, you know, it always is because, you know, those are, you know, obviously the two teams that I really follow quite a bit. And you know, you know, I danced with the girl that invited me, you know, to the hoedown, you know, back in 73. But, you know, again, I'm a Floridian and, you know, I was here at the beginning of the, you know, the Bucs franchise and I'm here. You know, I live here. All my kids, you know, my kids, they're all big Buccaneer fans. And we had a suite, you know, for 10 years here. So we're huge, you know, Buccaneer fans. And, you know, the farther you get removed from Green Bay. So it wasn't all that difficult because, you know what, I was pulling for Brady and obviously pulling for the Bucs because it's great for business here. And it wasn't all that difficult. Actually, you know, when you travel with your son, and I saw how thrilled he was. I mean, hell, he in the middle of the third quarter, he pulls out a Buccaneer huge flag and says, "We've got to take a picture." And I'm laughing my ass off. I'm going, "Oh my God." Because I go, you know, listen, I still love Green Bay. You know, it's a wonderful franchise. The people are great. I'm thinking, oh man, somebody's going to see me. You know, I may never get invited to another Packer alumni event, you know, but it was fun. You know, it was fun. And we'd love to see him, some kind of magic happen again, although I think it's going to take a lot of, maybe we may not have enough magic to make it back to the big dance, but you never know.
Well, you know what, your son Andrew, of course, he was a collegiate player at Georgia Tech, and you of course are used to the battles of football. But you guys both had some big kahunas to be cracking out a Bucks flag in Lambeau. I was just talking to Ben here about the alcohol consumption in the state of Wisconsin is the highest per capita in America, and I've witnessed it at night games there and at day games, and so have you. That's a little dangerous, I applaud Andrew for having the nads to do that.
Well, it scared me a little bit, but yes, there was no doubt that we certainly had our share of beer, as soon as we got outside the stadium, we broke out our Cuban cigars and lit those babies up. I will say, you know, before, you know, we were, I mean, the tailgating, even though it was, you know, you're freezing your ass off up there, the tailgating goes on just like it's a spring, you know, spring day up there. Those are hardcore tailgaters, you know, they love their Packers, their Brats and all that. But we had a number of people that came up to us and offered us some ridiculous amounts of money to sell our tickets. And of course, there was no way we'd do that, although it would have made a number of mortgage payments, but nonetheless, you know, you can't take those magic times away. You know, father son bonding, and you know, the fact that we're both jocks, and you know, we dearly love football. I mean, you know, we love all kinds of sports, but there ain't nothing like football. Let's put it that way. I mean, look at this weekend right now. Everybody's jacked up. All the bars, all the sports bars, all over the country are getting packed right now, man. People are getting jacked up, you know, because, you know, it's your team. You know, it's your team, baby, and it's time to rally.
Well, you know what? I just had Mark on the show, and we were talking about the Tropicana redevelopment across the street, and how cool it's going to be to have all of this activity around the stadium. Well, activity around the stadium up in Green Bay and Lambeau is a lot different because you got residential homes right there in the same neighborhood. You got some great bars. You got Brett Favre's, and you can go, you know, on and on and on. Fuzzy Thurston's old bar. I've been to them all, and I'm sure you have. Alongside, you've got a home that was, you know, at one time probably $60,000 home right across the street from this complex, and they sell a lot of these people host parties there.
Oh, absolutely! I was amazed because, you know, it wasn't quite that way back, you know, in the early '70s. Although, you know, the home is backed up right to the stadium in the parking lots and all that, but. I mean, they're like little condos now, and people, actually corporations and individuals, will rent those houses out. I mean, sign deals that every home game throughout the season, it's theirs, baby. They come in and they tailgate and they party, and it's just there is nothing like it. I tell everybody, if you're a pro football fan, you have to go to Lambeau. Forget about how much the ticket costs. It's like going to Wrigley or Fenway. If you're a baseball fan, you have to go there. And the same thing, if you're a pro football fan, you have to go to Lambeau. Otherwise, you haven't really seen it. You haven't seen how neat it really, really is.
And even the guys that do the play-by-play, they always say, and occasionally you'll get a broadcaster that hasn't been to the Mecca, and they'll say, you know, I've heard all about it, I watched it, I heard, but once you get here, and I call it a man mall. The complex, I call it a man mall because you got everything. Yeah. You got escalators and you got brats and you got anything you want. I use the term, the ideal man mall up there in Lambeau.
You're so right. No, there is there is no stadium like it. I mean, there are some incredible. I mean, you know, the new one out in SoFi. You know, I mean, the other night, I mean, like, ooh, what a beautiful facility, venue, and you know, the new stadium in Las Vegas. I mean, they're all incredibly beautiful, but there ain't none like Lambeau because it's sort of been retrofitted, and they've still been able to maintain, you know, the historic value of Lambeau. Hell, when I played in there, it seated 56,000. Okay, so there weren't many skyboxes. Now you look at all the suites and everything else. Like you said, it's a mall. Listen, I'm excited. I saw where the Buccaneers are playing the Packers next season. Don't know the date yet. We won't know till probably middle April when they firm up that. But listen, we're gonna rally. We went up there a few years ago when Jameis was still quarterbacking, and we took the whole family. I mean, the spouses, everybody did a long weekend up there. And this year, if the date is right, Andrew and I, we're gonna play Kohler. We're gonna make a pit stop in Kohler. Why not?
Well, I'm absolutely intrigued by that. Maybe I'll have my sons meet me there. And so prediction on the game on Monday night. Quick one.
The Bucs are going to pull the upset.
2.5-point underdogs at home, Monday night football, on grass. I think that possibility exists.
There's no doubt that the Bucs can pull the upset this weekend. I mean, on Monday night, there's no doubt. There's magic in the air. I like that we're at home, a lot to play for. May not get farther than that, but I have a lot of confidence that we will win. The Buccaneers will win and upset the Cowboys. Let me tell you what, 1975, my Packers team, we went down to play the Cowboys in Dallas. The Dallas was riding a 5-game win streak. They were 5-0. This is the first year Bart Starrs. We went down. We had won a game. We were 0-5, and by God, we upset them. So, hey, we can do it, baby. You got to believe, baby. You got to believe.
All right. He's Barry Smith, and I believe you'll probably be sitting in front of the television with your lovely bride and a couple beverages on Monday night about 8:15 kick. I'm actually going to be over at the stadium with the guys from Sea Dogs. I'm looking forward to that as well.
Well, there's no doubt it's going to be a great happening here in Tampa. I know my son and his wife are going. I tried to talk my way into saying, Andrew, kick Callie to the curb and take your old man, but he wasn't having any of that. Actually, I think Callie said, sorry about that. But, yes, we'll be here. Marianne and I will be puffing away on cigars. We'll be sipping some great bourbon and getting fired up.
All right, my man. I appreciate you taking time to join us. I appreciate everything you do for me and the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. You've been very instrumental in the progress we've made in Champa Bay.
Keep on trucking, Mike. God bless you. Have a great day.
All right, that's Barry Smith. And you looked at me. He did say, he and Marianne, we puffing on a stogie. She loves a cigar, and this is a very powerful professional woman in politics, and the first female to have her own law firm in Florida. Yeah, very powerful woman in late 70s. Still kicks butt out there doing it. She'll take a scotch and a friggin' stogie in a minute, man.
I love that. That's great.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, when you talk to those guys, didn't win a game.
I know that. So that's why
we're under a minute. We'll talk about it in the last half hour. But you ever play in a team that had a terrible losing season?
Yes. I actually at Savannah State. I believe we set a record for losing games in a row.
Oh my! That's tough to get excited.
It's very tough. It's hard to get the momentum going, especially if you have younger guys with you.
You start believing that you guys are the lovable losers, like the Cubs back in the day. All right,
who's Bears?
We're gonna take a break, and we'll come back. Talk to Randy Grimes. We'll talk Jake Perper. We got Ray Kennedy coming down. We'll talk about Bucks and Cowboys. We'll be back on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.